Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yeah. We got to come alive for the vibe, man. We got LA in the house.
What's up, LA?
And over here in this corner, we got Ricky Smiley in the building. That's right, Rick. We're coming out swinging. Later on, gargoyle turned basketball player Dennis Rodman gets emotional about saving the world, and Mike Tyson and Don King are back together again. And spoiler alert, it didn't go well. But first, now after several weeks of dating, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande are engaged.
Oh, what? I love it. Love at first sight. It does not take forever if you know, if you have chemistry with somebody and you love them and y'all have the same goals.
No, there's lust for Portia. There's lust at first sight, and I think that's definitely what Pete Davidson is feeling. But they're young. I mean, she's 24 years old. I don't even think we'll see a wedding.
Fall in love while you're young, stay together and be together forever, have babies, and get a divorce when you're 37.
Hey, it's better to take a time around anyway.
Right.
Up next, Jada Pinkett Smith is killing it with her new show, Red Table Talk, mostly because she's super open and she's really honest. So definitely this week's episode is no different when she sat down with her mom, Willow, and her friend, Talena.
I've had a lot of experience with sex toys. Lots. I don't miss that at all.
Mm. I feel like it brings a third party into the situation that's not, like, human.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Like, well, what about by yourself? Because I don't think I use toys with a partner, but I use toys a lot alone.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I haven't.
Well, you still, you're 21?
Yeah.
When did I start
using? I need to go get one.
No, but I think by your age, I gave myself multiples first.
Oh, my God.
Multiple orgasms. Oh, my God. Yep, I did. I was really into it at one point, just because I was in an exploration state, and I was abstaining from men.
Oh, for you.
Yeah. And I actually think I went through kind of an addiction, too, with it.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. And then one day, I was just like, enough. Like,
that's scary.
You're having five orgasms a day. Yeah, you get addicted because you can create so much pleasure. You just constantly want it. It's just like, you know. And so...
That was the most uncomfortable thing I have ever seen in my life. I would never sit at a table and be having that kind of conversation with my 25-year-old daughter.
Right, it's so cringy.
Especially like when your mom's hands make your sandwiches. And when you like, you know, when you think back on the fact that they're like five times a day at some point or another, like, you know, she was like, you know, like giving it the old five knuckle shuffle.
And we all
like, you're like, man.
Yeah, so where's this hot dog been, Mom?
Oh, God. Well, I had to thaw it somehow, son.
They were frozen and I was out of time.
You were hungry and I was in a hurry. All right, well, moving on. Before the royal wedding, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Meghan Markle's mother, Doria Ragland, spent the day at Oprah's house. And there were a lot of reports that when she was at Oprah's house, Oprah was wooing her, trying to get Meghan Markle's mom to sit down with her for an interview.
Can't blame her.
Well, at the red carpet premiere of OWN's new show, Love Is, Oprah set the record straight.
I love the story was that Meghan's mom had come to my house and she left laden with gifts. You know what the gifts were? First of all, she's great at yoga. So I said, bring your yoga mat and your sneaks in case we want to just do yoga on the lawn. So that was one of the bags, was the yoga mat. And the other was for lunch, we had a dessert with kumquats. And she said, I love kumquats. And I said, I have a kumquat tree. You want some kumquats? So it was a basket of kumquats, people. For all the people who said, I'm giving her gifts, I'm trying to bribe her for an interview, they were kumquats. If kumquats can get you an interview, I'm all for it.
So clearly, I don't make enough to know what a kumquat is.
It's an orange.
What is that?
Baby orange.
I don't believe that Oprah was wooing her because I don't think Oprah has to woo anybody. You're Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, if you go, hey, do you want to have a sit-down interview? It's like, yeah, okay, when do you want me there?
So do you think she was more excited to meet Oprah or the Queen?
I'd be more excited to meet Oprah, but that's me.
Oprah.
Oprah is the Queen.
No, okay. Thank you. And she didn't even have to change her accent to talk to her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Because I feel like, Heidi, if you met the Queen, you would automatically use your little English accent.
I would have to resist that because it would be highly disrespectful. I'd be like, hey, yes, I can't see you. And they're like, no, you can't talk British. No.
Don't do that.
I'd be off with her head. I'd be a sword and cut my head off while I'm there at Buckingham Palace. Not good.
Okay, Atlanta, we're going to say goodbye for now. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the latest celebrity who might be running for president in 2020. See you later.
All right. Bye, guys.
Later, y'all. All right, so last night, Trump had a historic meeting with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. And you know who gets all the props and credit for that?
Who?
Trump. Dennis Rodman.
Oh, wait a minute. Not Michael Jordan?
Nah, Dennis Rodman gets props for that. So Dennis went on CNN to talk about how he felt about the meeting. Oh, this is disturbing. Take a look.
And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it. I remember you saying it. Let me ask you something. Does Kim understand English, Dennis?
It's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home.
We know who was the real MVP in that particular situation?
Who?
Dennis Rodman's makeup. It did not run at all. It stayed
intact.
Yeah,
that must be that good Fenty he had on, honey.
That was some shiny makeup.
He had on some Fenty from Rihanna because he did not budge at all, okay?
Yeah, but she was shiny, though,
baby. She was, huh?
She did makeup, honey.
That was funeral home makeup.
Yes, it was.
That was the last beatdown.
Yes, it was. And them glasses, those were female shades they had on. One of the female Gucci's, Gary. I know.
I was looking at them like, girl, this girl wearing Gucci glasses, baby, with Florian Roberts makeup.
Okay.
And honey, her lips, baby, look scant.
Those were real Gucci's?
Huh?
Those were real Gucci's?
I didn't see the G's on them.
I didn't see no G's. Yeah.
They attempted to be.
He should get rid of the lip ring, though.
That's gonna rust.
One of them gotta go.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah. But what is the news? What is the newsman's name?
Chris Cuomo.
His face is my face when anybody cries around me. I don't even know what to do.
Exactly.
Like, he was just like...
You start fixing your face like that face, right. But the tears can't come out, though, baby.
That's the guy.
He didn't know what to do. He's like, is this man really crying right now?
Yeah, that's the guy at the funeral that don't feel sorry for you, knowing that you didn't take care of Big Mama when she was living. All right, actress Tracee Ellis Ross recently opened up about her worst audition.
I had a casting director need to work on my girls, as they were referred to, because they were too low, which is where God put them. So I think they're in a really good spot. So
oh, my God.
She was like, what size are you? And I was like, 34B. She was like, cool. Is anyone have a 34B? They come down, and it was a 32-something or other. I was like, that's not going to fit. She was like, it's fine. They'll spill out. It'll be great.
That was unprofessional.
Nothing wrong with
that. It's just an audition. Like, why you gotta tell me where my breast should be?
Yeah, well, and not just that, though. I mean, cause just like some of those times with you and Ricky when Dish Nation had y'all to change y'all clothes because the stuff y'all wore was not appropriate. So you have to change
it. Not appropriate what you have on now, Gary.
It's really not.
I don't know what in the Kim Jong-un hell is that you have on today.
Oh, no, this is appropriate, honey.
No, it's not. Yes, spiritual father. We're not looking for healing. We're trying to do a show.
We're the other two wise men.
Whatever.
Coming up, how not to kiss Jane Fonda. We'll tell you when we come back. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now that Kim Kardashian has successfully helped with the release of Alice Marie Johnson, Tiffany Haddish thinks that she's on to something.
Okay.
In a Pop Sugar Playground panel, Tiffany told the audience, prison is one of the best businesses you can get involved in. If you're looking to make money, they'll do whatever they can to get you. And white people, be careful because they're coming for you next.
Well, yeah, and prison is a money-making business. You know, prisons are independently owned.
Some of
you
them.
You could own a prison. Yeah, some of them.
You can so you can just basically go get a contract.
And get a prison.
Oh, okay.
And basically, the laws are so lax, it's hella easy to get arrested. Like, prisons are, like, some of the best-staffed offices in America.
Dang.
But if you could invest in something weird or, like, non-traditional, what would you invest in?
I'd like to invest in a cemetery.
Yeah,
you know, you come from the funeral business.
Yeah.
When Gary, tell him how you was picked up when you was a baby.
In a hearse. Well, it was my brothers. My little brothers were picked up in a hearse. Because my dad was a mortician, so every time my mama had a baby, he would pick him up in a hearse.
Oh, my God. That's like the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Did they have the car seats, like, in the back part?
Oh, we didn't have car seats then.
So. Oh, y'all just rolled around in the back?
Yeah, my mama would hold my little brother Mitchell Douglas in a hearse.
No way.
Wow.
The horse would just pull y'all around town.
Just take them home, honey.
Well, guys, Alicia Silverstone, better known as Cher from Clueless, let her 7-year-old watch her movie, and his takeaway was hilarious.
I took him to see it because it was at the L.A. cemetery where they show it for like 4,000 people.
You took your son to a cemetery to see your film?
Yep. And there were 4,000 people on this huge screen outdoors at night, and we were laying...
In a cemetery.
In a cemetery. Very romantic, laying down with pillows, and there was, like, rosé and whatever, and he loved it. But the one thing he took away from it, aside from all the things that I was worried about, was he kept trying to French kiss me afterwards.
Oh.
Which was very sweet.
Yeah. And you said, that's not appropriate.
I just was kept my mouth closed. That's what I did.
She used a couple words that tell me she's still damn clueless. Okay.
Okay.
She, first of all, she said the date was romantic. Okay.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she said he tried to tongue kiss her and she just kept her mouth closed. And after a movie like that, if he try and do that, I'm going to need you not to kiss him at all in his mouth.
Yeah, but you need to tell him, little Johnny, don't do that. You don't do that with mommy.
I'm your mama.
Yeah.
A black mama ain't having that.
Mm-mm. Oh, not at all.
You know? We're going to backhand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pookie said, hey, let me tell you something.
Right.
I'm not that bitch.
Okay.
Right.
Well, speaking of French kissing, y'all, Jane Fonda doesn't want any part of it. Now, she thinks that romantic films are awkward these days because there is too much tongue.
Mm.
And it is.
She ain't never lied because Lifetime is basically soft porn at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jane tells The Independent, I am not a big mouth opener on camera. Every time I see a love scene with young ones, they come at each other like, this is, and I am thinking, well, where does the fun come in? Because the fun is the sensuality of living. And then slowly moving beyond that, but not trying to swallow each other. She said, hell, I would not even want to go right into a tongue kiss, quite frankly.
Yes. Wow. She has a point. Like, there's no sensuality in kissing anymore on television. Like, give me a peck and then another little peck, and then maybe if you're comfortable, open your mouth. They do just go straight in, look nasty.
Yeah.
Do y'all like open mouth kisses like that?
Uh-huh.
Like, I have to really be in it. Like, I mean, like...
You have to have feelings.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, whatever. You know, chicks be having thrust from their childhood. I just hate to kiss a chick and feel stubble.
Oh, Lord.
That was only me back in the day with a mustache. I cut mine.
You say you had a mustache?
I did, and it was, like, lined up on my lips, too.
I'll never get it again. We can't be together now. We can't be together because I can't get that out of my head. Why did you tell me?
And it's naturally lined up. It still used to be
pretty.
Oh, damn. It was like the style back in the day. Y'all know back in the day,
Women to have mustaches.
Yes,
y'all probably told that to yourselves.
Women used to have like little light mustaches.
They used to have them, but they were never in style.
Oh, we were cute. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what you got to say to yourself.
Damn, Portia, no, you weren't.
Oh, Portia D. Williams over there.
Anyway, hey, after the break, Mike Tyson tries to give Don King a glass of water to his face.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yes, Mike Tyson, y'all let everyone know, honey, what he really thinks of his former boxing promoter, Don King.
Oh, I think we already know.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Now, while attending the Boxing Hall of Fame dinner, Iron Mike, y'all throw a glass of water at Don King, baby. Real housewife style, baby.
For Detroit to be recognized.
Oh, I got him.
Wow. Look like he put his hair out.
He put his hair out because that's a fire.
Yeah, he's a great fire. Baby, Mike Tyson did Don King, he's a rough.
Okay. You know Don was scared. He had to be.
Yo, Mike came a long way. It's like, I remember one time Mike told a story about one time he's so mad at Don King, he kicked him in a limousine. So this is...
What?
This is calm, Mike.
It is.
He should have pushed him off the back of the stage. You know, it's a little space between that curtain and that stage. Just a nice little push for Don King.
Yeah.
But he patted him on the shoulder like it was all good. Yeah. Like, hey, Mike, good to see you.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I stole all your damn money.
Exactly. You can't expect time to go by me. Forget that.
Of course, you say you keep your back to them. Like, if they're in the room, you always keep your back. You never let them in your peripheral vision.
Now, I'm the best at looking over people. You could be sitting right here where Heck is.
So if I'm your enemy and you want to talk to Gary, how would you like?
Just like this. Am I even look this way? Mm-hmm. Like, I beat you. Okay, this the camera. Y'all the audience. I'm finna ignore you like an enemy. Hey, no. I ain't looked at you one time.
Okay.
One time.
Remember that time?
That's a lot of people.
Ignored the whole world.
How you were shaking your head at that girl that time at the bar?
You let them know that you're having a good time. You have to always enjoy yourself around enemies, honey. If they hit the back and you just like, yes.
Yeah.
Mike is one, and give him one of these. Like, it's just, you blessed, honey.
Okay.
Let the enemy know.
Yes.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, and today we have a hair-raising deal.
Ooh.
Check out this Forensics Professional Curling Iron Elite Series. It's professional all-curling iron with a digital temperature LED display and a built-in PTC heater for super fast heat-up, which I love because I'm always rushing. Create the traditional and unique curls you've always wanted with one tool. It's perfect for any hair type or length. Titanium technology detoxifies and leaves hair healthy and more manageable.
You know what, Portia, I would like to buy one of these for you, but I know they cost too much.
Oh, no, not at all.
What?
Gary, the Hair Forensics Professional Curling Iron Elite Series has been priced as high as $140.
Yes,
Yuck. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
$29?
Yes. Just go to morningsave.com and straighten out your savings.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out which actor thinks he can go from playing our president to being our leader. Up next.
Welcome back. Alec Baldwin is ready to face off against Donald Trump.
If I ran for president, I would win. Hands down, I would win.
Because you would
be
not...
the funniest, most exciting, crazy campaign.
If you're the hope of the Democratic
people
Party.
People don't. I'm not. But people don't. I'm only saying that because people don't. People don't really have a sense of who's going to come up. I mean, somebody great's going to come up, I hope. But the only reason I say that is because I'd love to run for that kind of position.
Would
to
you
just
say,
have things be very common sense.
So you would never
There's
say...
so many things this country needs to do that are so obvious.
You think so? You think Alec Baldwin would beat Donald Trump in a runoff and whatever gear that would be?
I think that he could, but he has to do it as Donald Trump.
Ooh.
His campaign slogan could be, make America clean again, you little pigs. Make Daniel relevant again.
Oh, Daniel, friend
of
the show.
I'm sorry, he is a friend of the show.
You know, Daniel Baldwin proposed to me.
What?
Yeah, we had him on the show. He took me aside in the hallway and he said, I'm being very serious right now. I feel something. I'm not making a joke. I want to know if you'll marry me.
What'd you say?
I said, oh, Daniel, I wish I could, but I can't.
If you were Billy, it'd be a yes.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.